And joining me now is Zoe Clark, co-host of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. Hello, Zoe.
Hello, Cindy.
Well, a seemingly happy GOP in Michigan.
Indeed, in Michigan and across the country, Cindy.
Now, you spoke with the governor very, very early this morning.
I did, very early, and a very happy, happy guy. I started out by asking him, you know, what he thinks these results mean, what he thinks Michigan voters are saying with this election.
It's a confirmation that we've been on the right path with the road to recovery. We need to accelerate that. So it's an honor being reelected governor. I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to just getting back to work.
Often when incumbents win another term, there's talk about, you know, a so-called political mandate, that they have some sort of increased power because it's essentially a vote to continue to do what they've been doing. Do you have a political mandate?
Well, I think if you look at it, I wouldn't describe it as about me. If you look, we increased our majorities in both the House and the Senate. So I think we have a strong mandate from the people of Michigan to say, as public servants, we need to deliver even more to them.
So what does that look like now? Let's say the first 100 days of your second term. What is that going to look like?
Yeah, well, first I'd like to wrap up comprehensive transportation funding, and I would hope to do that even this year. But beyond that, I've talked about several things that I think are really important for our future that include such things as career tech education, really increasing the opportunities for the skilled trades. We've got tens of thousands of great open jobs out there, and we can accelerate how fast they get filled, because that would be great for Michiganders.
As you mentioned, you are going to continue to have a Republican-led state house, a Republican-led Senate. That has not always been easy, though. You've had to work very hard with your fellow Republicans, let's say, to pass a Medicaid expansion, for example. Like you said, still working on road funding. How concerned are you about fellow Republicans in the new legislative session?
Well, we've had a great partnership. We've gotten a lot done. Again, it's not about partisanship. You have to have a partnership with the other branches of government. So I hope to have a strong one with this one. And I think seeing increased majorities could make that helpful.
It's likely that the state legislature is going to want to continue to push social issues, something that you've said you're not really interested in. You like to keep an eye on the economy. What is that looking like? Are you hearing of social issues that are going to come up? Of course, there's talk about LGBT rights being added to Elliot Larson. Do you have concerns about too much of a social agenda?
Well, again, I think economic issues are still top of mind for our citizens, followed by education issues. On social issues, the one that I think is relevant that I have called for is I would like the legislature to talk about Elliot Larson. Because, again, I think that's a good topic that is hopefully something that will come up either in lame duck or after the first of the year.
I want to talk a minute about the actual campaign. I want to read you a quote from conservative leading columnist Nolan Finley this morning, who wrote about you. Quote, he's always insisted effective governing is a substitute for political campaigning and was proved right, although in the process he gave his team ulcers. Did you give your team ulcers over this election?
Well, I don't think I gave them ulcers. Again, this is where I'm not a career politician. And I think there are better ways to do things in our country with respect to how we behave politically. And what do I mean by that is there's too much negative, there's too many attacks, there's a lack of civility and respect. And these are things that we wouldn't put up with in our work life, we wouldn't put up with in our family life. And so I'm trying to be a good role model to say I think there's a better way to do things, and I expect a higher standard out of people that are public servants and when they go through the process of running for office.
Although there were some Republicans who were saying they were worried that you weren't doing enough, that you weren't campaigning hard enough. Did you ever have that talk with your campaign about if you needed to campaign harder?
No. I mean, I don't think those folk were with me on the bus the last 3 days. Going around the state that may be saying those things. Because, again, it was out campaigning hard because I view that as part of the process, is getting out to talk to citizens. And I always enjoy that. I appreciate that. Town halls I love. I think everyone knows that in terms of it's a great dialogue answering questions from citizens. That's who I work for.
Is there something you learned from this campaign? I mean, you know, as you said, you've crisscrossed the state. You've talked to thousands and thousands of voters. Did anything about that open your eyes or surprise you?
Well, the good part is the issue about staying positive. I mean, I heard that from a lot of people as I traveled to the state. A lot of people would come up to me, and regardless of their political background, and say, Governor, we appreciate the fact that you're not blaming anyone. and you know, you're trying to talk about the issues and solve problems. And that encouraged me to keep on that path because, again, in many cases, people, I think, are fed up with what they saw on TV for many of those ads.
How do you see the Michigan races fitting into this national picture? We've been hearing about this Republican sweep. Of course, Republicans taking over the U.S. Senate. They'll continue to control the State House of Representatives. How do you see your race fitting into that landscape?
Well, again, that's not the main lens I use. It's not about partisanship. It's about better service to people. And so the issue is, and I'll use Washington as an illustration. Washington is all messed up. And I wish they would do more relentless positive action where if you stop and thought about it, what would happen in Washington if they would agree not to blame one another and fight with one another? They'd have time to get a whole lot of work done. And in fact, that's what we did in Michigan, and that allowed us to do some of the key issues they need to do, like balancing the budget, about doing debt repayment and doing tax reform. Those are all critical topics that, in fact, Michigan's recovery would be faster and faster, and so would the whole nation if Washington did a better job of working together.
Finally, Governor, speaking of D.C., I've got to ask you, your name has been coming up more and more as there's talk about 2016. Can you possibly see yourself running for a higher office?
Well, I just got reelected as governor. I'm really proud of that fact. So I'm a happy governor right now in terms of looking at that. The only part that has any value to me is if it helps market Michigan in terms of people looking at Michigan as a success, that's a good thing. But in terms of running for office, I'm honored for the election yesterday.
Governor Rick Snyder saying he is honored for the election yesterday, speaking there to Zoe Clark, who is here in studio with me. But Zoe, very interesting to note, he is not refusing to say no to the idea of something in Washington.
I know, right? And of course, I mean, you know, something us who follow politics a little too closely just have to ask because, you know, the day after one election, we are already counting down to the next one, 734 days to be exact.
Okay.
But no, you are right. It is interesting to note he seemed to play a little footsie there with running again, didn't he?
And even in the morning after coverage, I heard VP mentioned. Mm-hmm. I heard cabinet position mentioned.
We will keep an eye on it.
All right. Well, Michigan Radio's co-host of It's Just Politics, Zoe Clark. Thank you so much, Zoe.
Thanks, Cindy.